We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This broadcast service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin Craig speaking. We're certainly thankful that you're tuned our way. Trust that you'll stay with us as we bring you the gospel on today's Way of Truth broadcast. Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful for the rest that we have in Jesus Christ. You have made it possible through the death and resurrection of your Son, and we give you thanks and we give you praise. We thank you for our precious congregation, and we're trusting that the blessings of heaven will be upon each and every one. I'm sure that there are those who have need in body and in spirit, and we're praying that you'll minister to them. Make this broadcast a blessing to souls, as well as an honor and a glory to yourself. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
Again, we would like to invite you to visit our webpage, where you can listen to a number of our broadcasts. Also, other messages are there, and read our monthly Way of Truth magazine. And you may also join us in our regular services on Sunday. Our morning worship service begins at 20 minutes before 11, and our evening worship service begins at 6. And of course, that's Eastern time. So you may join us as our services are broadcast live over the internet at that time. And our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org. www.wayoftruth.org.
Be strong and valiant for the truth. Resist the tempter's luring power. Shun all the avenues of sin. And trust in God each day and hour. Be strong and firmly trust. And keep us from the wrong. Be strong and firmly trust.
Firmly trust
in God through every care.
Be true
and fearless stand.
And
with His grace and strength be blessed. He is our rock, our power high, and to the meek He giveth grace. A shield He is to them that trust, a joy of those who seek His face. Be strong and firmly trust. Not, He says, whatever in their hearts abide, and make you lie in pastures green, in paths of pleasantness He'll guide. Be strong and firmly trust.
Stand,
and with His grace and strength be blessed.
Our subject for today's broadcast, Be an Example of the Believers. And our text of scripture is taken out of 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 12. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers, in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. The word example is used in this verse to mean a pattern, an example for others to follow. Paul speaks to Timothy, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers. True believers includes all Christians. So I don't think we need to limit Paul's words here just to Timothy alone, but all true believers are to be an example. First, let us start with the ministry. Jesus was the greatest example of a minister, you will find, Peter said of him, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow in his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 and 22. And so Peter says that Jesus Christ has left us an example, and that we should follow his steps. And Peter goes on to say that Jesus Christ did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. And Christ, in his suffering, and in his teachings, and in his living, has given us an example that we are to follow. He also gave us an example in humility. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. That's John chapter 13 and verse 15. And the setting there was in the upper room where Jesus and his disciples had gathered for the Passover supper. But instead of having the supper first, Jesus laid aside his outer garments. He took a towel, girded himself with it, and a basin of water, and he began to wash his disciples' feet. Now, this was not an old Eastern custom, because in the old Eastern custom practice, the water was provided for the individual to wash their own feet. Even the great three angels that passed by Abraham's tent, and he persuaded them to stop, he provided them with water to wash their own feet. And that's an example of the Eastern custom. But here we have Jesus Christ laying aside his outer garments, girding himself with a towel, taking a basin of water, and beginning to wash his disciples' feet. And he said to them, you call me Master and Lord, and you say, well, for so I am. If I have your Lord and Master washed your feet, then you ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done unto you. So Jesus Christ set a very beautiful example of humility. One of the seven things that's listed in the book of Proverbs, chapter 6, that God hates is a proud look. God will not walk with the proud and the scornful. No, he has taught us that we are to live humble lives. He has showed thee, O man, what the Lord doth require, that you love mercy, that you do justly, and that you walk humbly with your God. The spirit of humility is one of the beautiful spirits and attitudes of the Christian life. And we are to be an example of the believers. And Jesus Christ here has given us an example of humility, and we need to follow his example. Now, Paul was an example. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as you have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. Philippians chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. And here the Apostle Paul is telling the Philippian brethren, I gave you an example when I was with you. I preached not only the gospel to you, but I lived the gospel before you. I set an example. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk contrary to the example that I have set before you. That's what the Apostle Paul is saying here. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as you have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. Yes, there are many who profess to be Christians who are in reality the enemies of the cross of Christ, and they are not worthy of following. They are not a proper example. We're speaking today about an example that we are, as believers, are to be, and we're using some from the Bible who have been and are examples that we need to follow. Now, we spoke about ministers, how that they need to be an example. Let us continue with the thought of shepherds, our pastors, of the flock. And here we read again from the words of the Apostle Peter in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1, 2, and 3. The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint of a ready mind, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. So Peter exhorts the elders, the pastors, to be examples to the flock, and they are not to be lords over God's heritage. We only have one Lord, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Pastors are to be servants to the flock. Now, the flock should not take advantage of that or try to make him a slave, but pastors are to be an example to the flock, neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples. Paul told the elders, as recorded in Acts chapter 20 and 28, and here again we understand Paul was talking about those who were leaders of the flock, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to feed the church of God which he hath purchased with his own blood. So the elders were not to be lords over God's heritage. They were not to be greedy of filthy lucre, and they were not to try to make themselves some lord that people were to serve, but they were to be examples to the flock, and they were to feed the flock. What were they to feed them? They were to feed them the pure word of God. But notice Paul said, take heed therefore unto yourselves. That was the first thing that Paul instructed them. When he called them from Ephesus to Miletus, where he was going to meet them, he told them to take heed unto themselves. And then, after taking heed to themselves, they were to take heed to the flock, over the which the Holy Ghost, no, not some synod, or not some group of men, but the Holy Spirit had made them overseers. Now, it is true that an overseer is to see over. And, of course, the Bible does teach that we are to obey those that have the rule over us. But at the moment, we're talking about pastors, elders, being examples of the believers, and what kind of an example they are to show, what kind of an example they are to manifest, even while they are serving the flock, while they are feeding the flock. They are to be an example, and they are to feed them the pure, true, holy word of God. Now, there is instructions for Christians, not just elders or not just ministers, but for everyone. Everyone is to be an example of the believers. Let us notice what Paul wrote to Titus in chapter 2 and verse 7. In all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity. Now, here Paul is saying that they were to be an example, showing thyself a pattern, which is being an example, of good works. Yes, works will not save you, but there are works that will follow the Christian's life. So we are to be an example in good works, in doctrine. In other words, pure, holy truth, not error, not false doctrine, not misleading people, but showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned. that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. And let us return to our text of Scripture for today's broadcast. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word. Yes, we are to be careful with our words. For Jesus said, by our words we shall be justified, or by our words we shall be condemned. And we read in Proverbs that God is in heaven and thou upon earth. Therefore, let thy words be few. Be not hasty with thy mouth. Be not rash with thy mouth. But remember, God is in heaven and thou upon earth. Therefore, let thy words be few. And we're told, let thy words be seasoned with salt. Now, Paul goes on here in his instructions to Timothy, believers in word, in conversation. And the word conversation there means our manner of living. We are to be an example in our manner of living. And then Paul says, in charity, or in other words, in love. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in love. In spirit, yes, do not have a haughty spirit, do not have a rebellious spirit, but have a spirit of humility, a spirit of humbleness. A meek and a quiet spirit is in the sight of God of great price. And then Paul says, in faith. For without faith, it's impossible to please God. They that come to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And then Paul says to Timothy, be thou an example in purity. Oh, how necessary and how important that is today in the sinful, ungodly world in which we are living today. How necessary it is for the Christian to be an example in purity. Remember, Jesus said, the pure in heart shall see God, which clearly implies that if we're not pure in heart, we will not see God in peace. Beloved, there is so much impurity in the world today, so much ungodliness, so much wickedness. And a lot of it is going on in the religious world among people who profess to be Christians. But Paul says we are to be an example in purity. We're to be a pattern of good works so that people can follow our footsteps and be led in the right path. Now, in word, Christians are to be an example. In their speech, I say, and they're also to be an example in doctrine, and they're supposed to be an example in their manner of living, and they are to be a pattern of good works in doctrine. And we're not only to love one another, but we are to love our very enemies. The Apostle Paul, in what we call the love chapter, tells us that love does not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 5 and 6. And we are to be Christian examples in these things. In purity, again, I emphasize that, because there's so much in the world that's so ungodly and so wicked. And purity simply means sinlessness, a sinless life, moral purity, both in thought, that which you accept into your heart and act upon. So we are to be not only pure in our actual actions, but in our very thoughts. Paul tells us in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 22, flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, love, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. That's 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 22. And let me read that verse again. Flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, love, peace with them that call on the Lord out of a pure heart. 2 Timothy 2:22. Paul calls on all to be an example in our words our conduct, our love, our spirit, our faith, our purity. And that is to be a Christian indeed. And in these things, we are to be an example of the believers. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing the gospel with this precious people today. And we're trusting that the Holy Spirit has been able to take our words, convey them to hearts, and make them a blessing to souls. We pray that you'll go with this broadcast. We pray that you'll use it. And we pray that souls will be blessed. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share the Way of Truth broadcast with you. If it has been a blessing to you, it would be an encouragement to us if you'd take time to write and let us know. Now, our mailing address is the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. Also, our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. Now, I again would like to offer you our little booklet, Why the Millennial Doctrine is Not Biblical. We'll send this booklet to you free and postage paid if you'll just write and ask for it. Why the Millennial Doctrine is Not Biblical. Write the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA, or you may request it by email, truth@fred.net. And now, this is Avenue Craig. We thank you for listening to our broadcast service today, and we'd like to invite you to tune in this station next week when, again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. And until then, may the Lord's blessings abide.
Shackled by a heavy burden, neath the load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me. And now I am no longer the same. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And all the joy that flooded my soul. Something happened. And song.